Gorgon City and MNEK, ready for your love on MKFM. Friday afternoon, I'm joined by Pauline Purcell from Purcell Solicitors. Hello, Pauline.
Hi, Greg.
You are here to talk about no-fault divorce, which is a thing that I didn't even know was existed. I didn't realise you needed fault in divorce.
Yes, you do. I mean, that's quite normal. Lots of people don't think that you need to have grounds to issue divorce proceedings. They think you can, you know, just go to the court like they do in Vegas and a divorce is granted straight away. Well, in England and Wales, the divorce law says that if you want a divorce, you've got to show the marriage is broken down irretrievably. And you do that by relying on one of five things that have happened. Two of those facts require you to blame your spouse for the breakdown of the marriage. The other three relate to periods of separation. So you have to be separated for at least 2 years. And as long as you both consent, you don't have to bring up any allegations. If consent isn't there after 2 years, you have to wait 5 years. It's quite a long time to wait if you don't want to make allegations about the other person and they don't consent to the divorce. So at present, some people are having to wait 5 years. The five fact is desertion, but that rarely applies because it's desertion after 2 years and you've got to want the other person back. And quite often, it doesn't really happen very, very much. Mm. So people who want to issue a divorce application straight away, so you don't want to wait the 2 years or 5 years, you want to do it now, you've got to effectively blame the other person. You've got to either show they've committed adultery and that you find that adultery intolerable, or alternatively, that they've behaved unreasonably.
Mm. So we will talk, Pauline, about some of the potential changes and what changes there should be and why there should be changes to this law in a minute. First, this is Silk City and Dua Lipa with Electricity on MKFM. Silk City, Dua Lipa, Electricity on MKFM. I'm joined by Pauline Purcell from Purcell Solicitors. We're talking about divorce and no-fault divorce. You've mentioned, Pauline, that at the moment there are five different reasons why you can get a divorce, right?
Well, there's one reason you've got to show the marriage is broken down irretrievably, but relying on one of five facts that may have happened, yes.
And you said that if there's not consent for a divorce, you have to wait 5 years.
Yeah, if there's no consent after 2 years...
Yeah.
Then you have to wait 5 years.
Which, that's such a long time, because you can move on, especially if you moved on after 2, 3, 4 years. You can't start anything, you know, new with a new partner because you're still married.
And that's often the problem, because, you know, if you've got to wait 5 years, so if your spouse doesn't consent after 2 years, you've got to wait the 5 years. And that means, A, emotionally you may not be able to move on because you've still got those legal ties, but you may have not been able to sort out all your finances. That was the case with Mrs. Owens, who recently went to the Supreme Court. Her husband defended their divorce because he didn't really want to sort out their finances. So the delay in the divorce can delay them sorting out other issues as well. And that's really important for lots of people.
And it delays you moving on, as you say, emotionally, but then, yeah, also just with your life in general, your finances, your all that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
5 years is such a long time with that. And also you said adultery is another reason, but you said that you have to prove that you find the adultery intolerable.
Intolerable.
Which is also remarkable to me. You think if there's adultery involved, then that's, you know, open and shut case. But
I suppose it depends on you as an individual. Mm. Some people have open marriages. Not many, but it happens. So if your spouse commits adultery, you may not find it intolerable. Most people do. And most people would say, actually, if I find out my spouse has committed adultery, I find that intolerable, and therefore I want to divorce them.
These nuances and things like this, as you said, because it's quite an old law, at the moment,
yeah, it's 1973 divorce law that would have been enacted in the probably in the late 60s, so at a very different time when divorce was quite rare and probably in society a bit frowned upon.
Well, we'll look at some of the changes that why there should be some changes and what sort of changes could be made in this law in a second. Rita Ora on the way, as well as Craig David and Artful Dodger playing next on MKFM. Rita Ora, Let You Love Me on MKFM. Friday afternoon, it's the MKFM lunch break. I'm joined by Pauline Purcell from Purcell Solicitors. We talked about the current laws surrounding divorce and the fact that you have to attribute a fault to someone, blame to someone.
Unless you have periods of separation.
Unless you have periods of separation. So changes to this law, it's quite an old law. Why do we need changes?
Well, almost to bring us up with what's going on in society and what people want. We talked about you having to blame your spouse for the breakdown of the marriage in the event you don't want to wait for at least 2 years. What lots of people are then faced with is having to make allegations of unreasonable behaviour against their spouse just to get a divorce without waiting for at least 2 years. And what that can often do, if you're making allegations against your spouse, some of which may well be true, but some may be exaggerated or inflated to simply give you grounds for divorce. A recent government consultation found out that only 65% of people issuing divorce proceedings on the grounds of unreasonable behaviour believed those were the reasons for the breakdown of the marriage. Mm. So it shows you a large proportion of people are being forced into making allegations. And you can imagine the impact that then has on you as the receiving spouse. Hang on a minute, I'm receiving a divorce petition. Does he or she really think that I behaved in this way? And that's not right. That's not what happened. That's your version, not mine. And then the impact that then has on how they try and sort out everything and the impact on children, where something that may have started amicable become some amicable. It adds a bit of fuel to the fire.
Yeah, it adds a sourness to everything.
It does, where perhaps the parties don't intend there to be that sourness. They want it to be amicable. Most people I see do want matters to be sorted out amicably. They don't want a huge fight. They want what's fair. And often clients are quite horrified when they find out I have to blame my spouse for the breakdown of our marriage. Sometimes that is the reason, but often it's not.
And because I'm not an expert in this sort of field, but I imagine there's quite, sometimes you get sort of one-sided divorces where one partner doesn't really want to break up. So if they find out that their partner's filed for divorce and they've now got a list of blames.
Exactly. And that can start bitterness. That can start a big fight about issues that perhaps weren't going to be an issue if those allegations weren't made. Sometimes it's as though you light the touch paper and watch it go up because you started so badly with allegations being made. It can be, you know, quite difficult at times.
So we will talk about what exactly changes can be put in place and what changes should be in place in a second. First, this is Alesso with Heroes on MKFM. Alesso, Heroes on MKFM, a divorce law, Pauline Purcell from Purcell Solicitors. We've just discussed that you need to put blame on your spouse to file for divorce
straight away.
So we've said why there should be changes to this, but what sort of changes could be put in place? What's realistic?
Well, there's been a lot of pressure on the government for several years to change the law because lots of people find it very unpalatable in having to particularly make allegations of unreasonable behaviour or wait at least 2 years. So the government have just announced a consultation. So there's a 3-month consultation going on at the moment, started in mid-September until mid-December, about how the divorce laws should be changed. The government in their consultation paper have suggested that we go to a scheme that is happening in Scotland at the moment. So it's called no-fault divorce, whereby you don't have to blame the other person for the breakdown of the marriage. It just revolves around periods of separation. So the suggestion at the moment, and it's only a suggestion, is that if you both consent, so if it's amicable, you both agree that there should be a divorce, you have a waiting period of a year. During that year, that gives you an opportunity to sort out your financial affairs, sort out what happens in relation to your children. And then if you both consent at the end of a year, either of you can then apply for a divorce. The second way would then be if you don't consent after a year, you wait 2 years. And after 2 years, you then don't need both parties' consent. So at the moment, you need to wait 5 years without consent. So the scheme in Scotland takes the heat out of making allegations against the other person. Gone, therefore, would be adultery and unreasonable behaviour. And in its place come two periods of separation.
So there is potential change that could make things better. But it's in discussion until December, essentially.
Yes. I mean, I think certainly the law is going to be changed. It's just, what's it going to be changed to? So this is the government's proposal. It doesn't necessarily mean that's going to be the change. They're inviting all sorts of groups and people to cooperate and go into the consultation and make their proposals. So some people will be happy with the law being changed, as you can imagine. But actually, I suspect some people won't. Because the law at the moment does allow blame. And for some people, they think that's the appropriate way for their marriage to be ended. So, for example, you know, if your spouse commits adultery under the law at the moment, actually, you can say that's the reason for the breakdown of your marriage. Or if you really do believe your spouse has been unreasonable, again, you can rely on that fact to get you a divorce. If the law changes to no fault, for lots of people it'll be very good because it takes the heat and temperature out of it. But for some people, I think they might find it quite difficult, actually, because it doesn't give them legally a reason for the breakdown of the marriage.
Sounds like, I mean, divorce is a tough thing to go through as it is, and it just sounds like there's so much more to make it, that's currently making it worse, and it could be made easier. And it's one of those things that we want to try and get down to as refined as possible to make it easy as possible.
I think everyone wants to make it as easy as possible, particularly for children. And I think that's what's behind all of this, to try and take as much temperature out of the breakup as possible, particularly where there are children involved.
Well, thank you very much, Pauline, for chatting to me. Lovely to see you as always.
You too. Thanks, Greg.
An old school one from Room 5 playing next on MKFM. David Guetta, Anne-Marie, Don't Leave Me Alone on MKFM. Almost 1 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. Imagine if you have a half day on a Friday, you're just about to finish, which must be an amazing feeling. If you do work until 5 o'clock, though, I will be on your radio again at 4 with MKFM Drive. This is Charlie Puth. And attention. Charlie Puth, attention on MKFM. I'll be back from 4 o'clock with MKFM Drive. James Martin is playing you all the hits next.